number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hey, baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's also a bearded wonder.
Yes, sir.
In the back, Jay and Mitt. Thank you, boys.
You're welcome, Tone.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Last night, pretty good night for us on the diamond.
Yes, sir.
Great night, or great day for us in footy.
Just need France one more here.
Yeah. Today, yes, fucking. Earlier games kind of went how they should have, you know? Kind of went how they should have. Spain put a fucking beat on, and then Sweden got a late one, and they actually won the group over Spain. Right now, France, Portugal, Hungary, Germany.
The Germans.
Fucking the Germans are in trouble. They're down 1-0 to Hungary at half. France and Portugal 1-1 after they traded a pair of PKs. Earlier in the day, a little bit of baseball. I am currently 1-2 on the day. Phillies were up big on the Nats. Nats came back and tied it, top five. And then McCutchen hit a bomb, bottom five, so that the Phillies got the cover there. Pirates and White Sox, I believe, were 3-3 heading into the fifth. White Sox got a couple in the fifth, so they covered first five. Tigers, I had the Tigers, one win for against. Who are the Tigers going up against?
Tigers.
Cards.
Yeah, Cardinals.
Top two, Brewers and D-backs. Do I have a picker?
Nah, it's Woodruff going. It was way too much. And Woodruff was actually bad his last time out. Gave up 5-5.
You haven't had anything early today yet?
No.
It's gone off?
No, I haven't. Just the Giants, I think that starts at 4, actually.
Yeah, Giants, Gausman against Ohtani, I believe I took him as well.
Yeah, I was hoping. I was waiting. I thought maybe we'd get the Giants at +1.5, but it never came around.
No, I got a -112 first five is what I got.
Yeah, that's -110.
Okay. There's that. I need France to at least draw, and I need Germany to at least draw. So that's what I got going on the Euros. What do you have going on Euros second half?
It's just France draw, no bet. So another France goal would be beautiful. And then I will take my chances, Tony, against Portugal in the round of 16.
Okay. Is that with England?
Yeah. If you like Netherlands,
go ahead, Jay. Give them a
they're
call.
Playing Czech Republic first round of.
Is that line out?
Yeah. Jump on Netherlands now at -155 and 90 because that is only going to go up. Croatia, Spain, I think I will stay away.
Really?
Well, I'm not
going to
lay my.
I see that one going to extras potentially.
Yeah. I'm not going to lay -150 for Spain to win it in 90.
Unless you think potentially like, hey, this opened them up, but it probably. Murata still fucking stunk.
Yeah. I just don't see you going that far with him leading the line, unfortunately.
Okay, before we dive into NBA tonight, NHL tonight, second half of these Euro games, it is Wednesday, so we have our good friend who always makes us money on the weekend. Make sure you listen to the Cutmaker Pod. Follow him on Twitter, @CutmakerJeff. Subscribe to the texting service. Mr. Cutmaker, welcome back to Hammer Don.
Hi,
so, boys.
How are you, bud?
Man, I'm on the struggle bus after watching Colin Morikawa and Brooks Koepka on Sunday.
Dude, they were both in prime position. More surprising, Brooks a couple majors in a row or tournaments in a row where he is kind of, you know, had a chance on Sunday and just didn't come through. Morikawa just can't putt. The guy can't putt.
It's a tough scene, right? Because his iron shots, like we talked about.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you can see everything I said about his iron game. It's ridiculous. I mean, he's hitting it to 6 feet and missing six footers.
Hey, you'll be proud of me. I took, Louis was at 6, Rahm was at 4. Louis is just classic coming second guy. So I took Rahm. I got him at like +380 or something on Sunday. I was like, you know what, Cutmaker, be proud of me right now. I mean, it was still an overall, with your texting service stuff, it was still a good tournament.
Yeah, no, it was good, and you know, the matchups did okay, but man, it's just, it's tough when you know you've got some Yeah. Good 20-1 hits, and I was heavily invested in those guys. One of those guys come in, it would have been gone from good to great. But you know, I'm overall happy, and man, it's been an unusually good field this weekend for this tournament, being right after a major.
Yeah, actually, I heard you talking this morning. You would figure after the U.S. Open that you know it would be a tournament where there's not a lot of guys playing, but Bryson's playing, DJ's playing, Cantlake, Brooksy. I mean, it's a pretty good field. What type of course are we looking at? Where is it at? What are we looking at early this week?
Yeah, so it's TPC River Highlands up in Connecticut.
Okay.
It's one of the shorter courses you're going to see. And here's what's interesting is, so there are six holes, so a third of the course has higher than 20% birdie rate.
Okay.
We're going to see a ton of birdies. I think three years ago, Jim Furyk, and he was like 50 at the time, shot a 58 here.
Jesus.
So you never see a 58, and so just keep that in mind. Somebody can go low this weekend. I don't like a ton of the guys under 20-1. I'm going to play Koepka to miss the cut again.
Okay.
I mean, can we get FanDuel to put a prop, Chase Koepka against Brooks Koepka?
Is Chase playing this week?
Yes. Can we get him to put a Koepka Brothers prop up?
I'll ask him. You think, are you taking Chase in that?
Chase over Brooks.
Okay. I figured with the value, that's where you were going, since you said.
Yes, I mean, we could probably get like 3-1 on Chase over Brooks. I would take that this week. I mean, I'm going to bet Brooks to miss the cut.
So what are we looking at? Like, since it's shorter course, are we looking at wedge players, birdie? Obviously,
yes. Wedge birdie players rate. And guys who score well on short par four. So if you're going to bet somebody under 20-1, the only guy I make a small bet on is Patrick Cantlay.
Okay.
Got two trips here, finished 11th and 15th. Grades out the highest my model of any of the guys under 20-1. He's top 20 in the field in short par fours, also top 20 in wedge play. So the thing I did look at too, we want to make sure he can putt. He gained 5 strokes on the field putting in this tournament last time he played.
Okay.
So we know he can putt here as well.
Who are you taking some longer shots then, if that's the only one you like that's under 20-1?
Yeah, I took Answer. He's the guy I like a lot this week.
Yes.
Played him 5-1. He's finished 11th and 8th in his two appearances here. He missed the cut at the U.S. Open, but before that, he had 9 straight tournaments where he finished 26th or better. That's really strong. His strength is a short iron play, which is going to be huge here. He ranks 2nd in the field with the short irons. That's going to come in very handy on these par fours. And then old man Kevin Streelman, you're not going to hear me mention Kevin Streelman very often. No. You can get him between 25 and 30-1, depending on where you look. But his combination of stats, current form, course history make him a great play at this price. He's coming in on back-to-back. This is crazy. 4 straight top 20 finishes, including an 8th at the PGA and 15th at the U.S. Open. This is Kevin Streelman now. I mean, he's 5th in the field in scoring on short par fours. His course history is great. He's played this tournament 9 times. Took 2nd last year and won it 7 years ago.
Okay.
So throw in 2 more top 20s, Streelman's great, and you can get him at like plus 150, plus 175, top 20 as well. Love that play on Kevin Streelman. And lastly, a guy who I think I've never bet, I'm going to bet this week, between 50 and 60-1, back from the dead a little bit, Ricky Fowler, guys.
Ooh,
what about Ricky Fowler?
He's having a baby.
Yeah, right? Exactly. He's got the baby love, and maybe that'll work for Ricky Fowler. If you're playing DFS, he's going to be wildly popular, but he's way too cheap. So Ricky Fowler is a guy to look at for sure as well this week.
Tell you what, with Streelman, it kind of sounds like a Stuart Sink situation from earlier in the year. I was just scrolling through the list of golfers this week. There's no chance that I don't take Guido Migliozzi. You think he's got a shot this week? You familiar with the guy?
I'm familiar with him now. I wasn't a Guido expert going into this weekend, but I'm certainly familiar with Guido now. You know, but you mentioned guys like Stuart Sink and Kevin Streelman. I think my bomb play of the week, and
yes,
I think you can find this on FanDuel at plus 650.
Need it.
Is Ryan Armour.
Okay.
Guys, in my short-term model, Ryan Armour grades out number 1.
Ooh.
And he finished 6th at this event last year.
Okay.
In his last 12 rounds, he's number 1 in the field on short par 4 scoring, his number 5 with his wedge play, and he's number 6 in putting. So, I mean, he struggles on long par 5, but this is a short course. Ryan Armour, top 20, plus 650 on FanDuel, lock it in.
Tell you what, you could get him to win the tournament at plus 25,000. Something to think about, Jeff.
I mean, that's worth some pizza money, right?
Oh yeah, there's definitely a sprinkle on that. All right, before we get you out of here, any DF besides the guys that you already mentioned, anything you're looking at DFS?
Yeah, I like Streelman a lot in DFS. I'll tell you a real kind of YOLO bomb that nobody's going to play in DFS that can maybe win you a big tournament is Peter Malnati. He's going to be the stone minimum. He's probably less than 1% owned. He's a guy I think that has upside here. Another guy I think you can play in DFS and be really cheap. I mentioned him, Chase Koepka.
Yeah,
Chase Koepka makes the cut. He's just about the minimum. You get some value there. A couple matchups I played. Two FanDuel matchups I played. Played Ricky Fowler over Aaron Wise and a Doc Redman over Phil. I'm on the full fade train here going forward. I think we're going to see the wheels come back off.
I'm surprised he's playing, and like, especially, are these guys flying commercial across the country from California?
Oh, you know Phil's not flying commercial.
I know Phil's not. I know Phil's not, but the majority of the field probably is.
Yeah, no, a lot of these guys, I mean, a lot of the lesser-known golfers are. I'll tell you, I'll never forget, I was on a flight, this is probably a couple years ago, right after the BMW Championship was here in Indy.
Yeah.
I was flying to Minnesota the next day. It was when the Ryder Cup was in Minnesota, and I was walking by, and J.B. Holmes was on my flight. And so yeah, a lot of these guys who aren't in the big time now aren't killing it, are definitely flying commercial.
All right, Jeff, before I let you out of here, let them know about the texting service. Make sure everyone listens to the Cupmaker Pod. Let them know about that.
Sure. So, guys, for the price of a large pizza every weekend, you get every play we make texted to you. Matchups sent out on Wednesday night, then Friday morning, Saturday morning, Sunday morning. The boys on the show get them here at the crack of dawn. You get them early. You can wake up and put all the plays that we're putting in, make live plays, live bets that we make. I don't think there's a better value in sports than making live bets in tournament on golf. Just text the word golf to 855-GOLF-POD. You'll get a link to sign up. We'll get you squared away. We got the British Open here coming up. The Open Championship
coming
up here in just a few weeks, too. So we'll be warming up for that.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it so much. I'll talk to you next week. Or actually, we're off next week. So
2 weeks.
Talk to you in 2 weeks. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That's great, boys. Take care.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hi, baby, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. All right, so as we were talking,
Benzema.
France goes up 2-1.
Go on.
Has Germany scored yet?
I do not believe so.
I need the Germans to fucking get one here.
Where you got them to win the group?
No. I did a parlay, and I have them at fucking double chance.
Oh, so you just need a tie.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was... I was feeling pretty good about that.
I would have too.
Turns out, you know, things happen.
Benzema's getting going here. Look out for the.
You know
French.
Why it's fucking raining? It's raining in Germany. So you know, these teams, they're gonna score. Toni Kroos has got a free kick right now, so we'll go for that. Jay, did you put any golf bets in while we were going there?
No, not yet. I was kind of looking around, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll let you know if I do.
The last dude that he said, I put in a bet while I was going on, Peter Malnati. He's plus 47,000 to win the tournament. So,
you
know, 10 will win you 4,700.
Yeah, that's worth a
sprinkle. Something to sprinkle on there.
Tell you what, Tone.
What's up, dude?
I'm thinking about taking... Wales plus 410 to win in 90.
You've been fucking talking about it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Over the Danes?
Yeah. I like this Wales team. Plus 410, dude?
Is it because Gareth Bale's one of the, you know, the greatest players in the world?
I just don't think Denmark is that much better for the Wales to be plus 410. That's absurd.
It's a lot. Well, Denmark was one of the sneaky...
Even they're plus 195 just to win the game.
Denmark was one of the sneaky teams before the tournament that everyone was betting on. What just happened?
He got subbed on at half, and then I think he got hurt. He plays for Everton. He's a...
You're not a big fan.
He's not as good as he thinks he is.
Italy, that Italy line is climbing. It's minus 200, 90-minute now. Netherlands minus 155, and then, like we talked about earlier, Spain is minus 150 versus Croatia.
Yeah, I'm not touching that Croatia-Spain game.
Live now, Germany's plus 105 to win, plus 210 for a draw. France is starting to open things up a little bit.
I love the looks of this Portugal defense.
Oh, I know you do. You think England's going to be able to get a few?
I mean, England has one of the only teams in the tournament who hasn't conceded a goal.
Since 66. Mitt, what'd you think about last night?
Pretty cool to be able to watch basketball again.
Suns did not cover, but they did get the W, and we had that Ayton double-double, which you were on, right?
Yeah, I did not throw the Ayton double-double. Oh, I forgot to throw that, but man, I threw on Suns minus 4.5, and they didn't cover. The refs actually did try and give the Clippers the game, but Ayton just can't really call foul on alley-oop or anything, so ha-ha.
What the fuck just happened? What did you just ha-ha?
I think he thought he was refs, texting.
The refs, ha-ha. NBA, it's all rigged now.
What do you mean, dude?
Now, because LeBron's out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Not when LeBron's in, it's all fair.
Yeah, it is.
You get it, man.
He's the best.
Hey, you get it, pal. Nicky Skates, welcome to Hammer Down.
Atta baby, Nick.
How we doing?
I mean, when are you going to stop down at Montreal?
Right now, actually, I flipped the corner as I came in here. The Knights are dead. There's no longer any reason to give Gumpy any grief. That was a gutless performance by Vegas.
Absolutely gutless.
And, you know, Montreal's got the young guns. They're flying high. They're good. They're fast. They can score.
I saw Cole Caulfield's outscoring the entire Knights forwards.
That was an incredible play there by Perry.
Yeah, there's been this narrative that teams weren't showing up against the Islanders. I think it was more the Islanders limiting teams.
Yeah, yeah.
I think teams just aren't showing up against Montreal. I mean, what are we doing, Vegas? What are we doing? Stoner doesn't have a point all series.
Yeah, they're fucking...
Because fucking Montreal is eliminating Stones. It hasn't been a good week for Stones.
But we had Montreal 1.5, yeah, and we had the under, so...
Hey, those are good.
No complaints.
Those are winners.
Well, there's complaints.
No, I mean, you sound defeated.
I mean, that plus 200 money line. I just...
Yeah. Well, you knew when you come in here with that fucking VGK hat that bad things were going to happen.
Yeah, I know. And I just don't want to watch.
Habs have to win game 6, though.
Vegas is dead.
I don't want to watch 7 in that
Montreal
bar.
In the Stanley Cup final, but here we are. Now, we'll get the traditional
Habs Isles would be the worst Stanley Cup.
The face of the NHL for the 60s and 70s and the face of Canadian hockey versus the Snowbirds down there in Tampa. Everything that the Canadians hate. The Southern expansion.
If you think VGK is dead, Montreal minus 188 to win the series is not bad value. If you think that series is
I do think Vegas is dead. I'm interested to see what DeBoer does. Does he go back to Leonard now and try and like spark the team? I could see that happen.
He's had about 100%.
Because I'm not going to necessarily say any of those goals were really Fleury's fault, but he wasn't exactly sharp either. So
I mean, Habs being plus 124 at home.
Yeah, I mean, how do you not take that?
What
are we doing?
Islanders, so funny. It's funny you say that the odds for these... For the game tonight and the game tomorrow, exactly the same.
Creepy.
Tampa Bay minus 146. Islanders plus 124 at home. Do the Lightning close them out tonight?
I'm on Tampa tonight. I like Tampa to get it done tonight. And I know, you know all too well, you can't take goals with you from
the
last game.
Can't take it with you.
Momentum doesn't carry over from game to game. But I just feel like Tampa has them right where they want them. They know what they have to do now. It's in sight. And the Islanders are going to come out and they're going to play tough. So I think it's going to be a cagey affair because they got embarrassed last game. But I just don't know if they're going to be able to hang with what Tampa is able to bring. A couple notes here. Team that scores first has won each one of the games in this series. So if we want to look into some first period stuff.
Yeah.
The Islanders have yet to carry a lead into the second in this series.
Okay. Jeez.
So you can look at a first period tie plus 162, and the Lightning to win the first period is plus 162.
So every time that they've scored first, they've won, but they've also given up another goal in the first to have it at least tied going into the second.
But yeah, and then I like Tampa money line minus 146. The under is minus 158. I like the under as well, so I'm going to jump on the total, the money line and total goals parlay at Tampa and under 5.5 is plus 250.
Okay.
Now there's also a boost as well Matty Barzell to score. He was not suspended; just got fined for the 5-minute major. Take like a seat. I said, I thought it was more than enough. Mm-hmm. It was plus 245. Now it's plus 300. So okay. If you got any faith in Barzal, I know he's already pumped in a few of these playoffs. That's something to look at as well.
Let me see here. Let me see if we've got any.
Tampa Bay -146 just to win is.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
know.
Saying.
Yeah,
I know.
That's what I'm mean, saying.
I'm taking that as well.
Bolts. Zach from Michigan, what do you got?
Hey boys, hammer down.
Hammer down.
So I tried calling in on Thursday. I'm gonna make this quick.
Good man.
My call dropped, but I did take Canadians. I felt like Price was going to, you know, come out, play a good game since he let that one sneaker through.
Of course.
So I have them winning the series. I've had them winning the series since, like, game one. But just some stats, they've won 10 out of the last 12 since the 3-1 comeback against the Leafs. I really would appreciate Nicky Skates not hopping over, you know, bandwagoning the Canadians. Team of Destiny. You know, he's been hating on them all postseason. Now he wants to hop over.
I didn't say I was hopping over. I just said the Knights are dead.
They are dead. That's true. You're right. You're right. But it sounds like, you know, you might be kind of hopping over. But we'll see. Penalty? We'll see. But yeah, so that's that. You know, Canadians all the way, Team of Destiny. But I do want to talk real quick about an MLB bet you guys want to hop on.
What do you got?
With the sticky stuff situation, you know, hitters are going to start hitting. Pitchers are going to fall down a little bit until they balance it back out. I know you were on the first inning draws for a little bit, Tony. I think now is the play to pick teams to score in the first inning. Dudes are smashing the ball right now. It's always plus money. If you like a lineup against a very bad pitcher, I think that's the play instead of the first inning draws right now. You know, good value. You might want to sprinkle on them here and there. Other than that, boys, you guys have a good day.
Thank you, Zach.
48% of first innings have a hit in them or a run in them. Yeah, so.
Oh, man.
Fucking mid bomb, dude.
Mid stats.
For all the times that you guys have buried me for saying that that's the dumbest, no runs in the first, the dumbest bet of all time. There's 48% of the MLB games have a run in the first inning.
Wait, hold on. What side are you on? Now I don't know what side you're on.
I am on the no portion of that bet is way too juiced, and I hate that bet.
Okay. So you like runs to be scored.
I mean, the exact same spot, Lurice. Jesus.
Well, there's no way that he thought Cristiano was going to go back-to-back same spots. 2-2.
Greatest goal scorer of all time.
2-2, Portugal and France.
I mean, this guy is just basically the LeBron James of soccer out here.
Well, actually, LeBron is the Cristiano of the NBA.
See, so we just said the exact same thing.
No. Cristiano is way better than LeBron.
That I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
No, it is. It's way better.
Well, he's making me money today. Ha, Gumpy.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
Mitt came out fucking firing today, dude.
What's your bet here, Mitt?
I have double chance Portugal, and then I had Cristiano to score. Yeah. Pretty sweet.
Not bad.
Hey, you're looking okay so far. Hungary's still up 1-0 on Germany. The Germans.
Can we go back to that caller for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Talking about switching sides.
Well, he said he was going to make it quick, and he took a long time.
Listen, we're gambling here, okay? This ain't about bandwagons.
Thank you.
Okay? We're trying to make money, and we're trying to make you.
You.
And you. And you. And you. And you. Money. Okay?
You.
So if I want to go pick the Canadians one night, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. That's gambling. We're not. I don't want to get into this. We're not fans of these teams.
Come on.
I know. France. I said I hate the Canadians.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And that was not influencing my bets.
Jake,
but now I pick them every game.
Jake,
what's going on, boys?
What's your NHL plays, dude?
First, I just want to say, Nicky Skate, I love you. Most of the people watching definitely love you.
Thank you.
Don't worry about some stooges that just say that stuff.
But thank you.
He's
not for real. All right. I got one NHL play, two MLB plays, okay. And hopefully get in and get out before Pat interrupts me again. Just kidding. I like the first period under for the Islanders and Lightning. I do agree with you, Nicky Skates, as far as this game's going to be a little tighter. I have been basically on this first period under the past couple of games, and it's either 3-2 or 4-1 the last five games overall in total of the NHL. So I think it's going to be tightly contested, maybe 1-0. I don't see it being too high scoring. So if they do, the second period's been going over a lot lately. So I think that first period under is pretty good. And as for the MLB, I have the Mariners plus a half. I don't know why the hell this got switched to plus a half. I know Gumpy might be a little beyond Sheffield.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I understand, but like,
what else?
If you guys have been looking at it, the Rockies are the most bizarre team I've ever seen. They are the worst team on the road and somehow the best first five team at home. So I'm just blindly following that logic to get on away from them as they're away, get on them as they're home. Blindly following that. It's absolutely astonishing. I don't even understand it. And the other play I had was the Miami Marlins plus a half, first five.
Okay.
It's pretty highly juiced, but Rodgers is just a wagon. Got to follow him.
Thank you, Jake. Boys.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Jake.
So I was looking to take Marquez today against your boy.
Justice
Sheffield.
I had to jump off the Justice wagon.
For that reason that he talked about, I stayed away because here's the stats. Rockies, 25-11-5, first five at home.
Yep.
4-24-4 on the road.
That's not bad.
They fucking stink on the road.
I will go down one more time with the Justice Sheffield.
Are you taking Justy today?
I mean, the Mariners have been so fucking good to me, dude. I don't know what. They're home dogs like every night against no matter who they play. It's insane.
Speaking of teams that have been good to us, bottom 1-0-0, San Francisco and LAA.
So if France, I need France to get another goal here.
You have them to win.
I have them draw, no bet. But if France beats Portugal, England plays Hungary in the round of 16. If they beat Germany.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, if Hungary hangs on.
Yeah.
Who would have thought fucking out of this group, Hungary could be the fucking two seed coming out. Nick didn't see it. He said Hungary is weak.
I've never made any such public comment.
Oh, there it is.
My feelings towards Hungary.
Germany.
Yes!
There goes that idea. Havertz is a fucking machine, dude.
He's been really good.
Very, very good.
He was really good last game against Portugal.
He came on late in the year for Chelsea, too, man. He's finding his
way. Oh, no.
What?
Hungary just got one right back.
No.
Yeah.
See, that's why I don't talk about the Hungarians.
Fucking just got one right back. Let's show you the replay. I mean, come on.
What's that Hungarian bread they make?
What do you mean?
There's a special kind of bread.
Baklava?
Hold on.
I think Jerry stole it from an old lady.
How's this guy still coaching the team? This German guy who just smells Langosh. His own butthole and picks his nose and his armpits. How's he
off the fucking?
How do you go on public TV or how do you go on national TV do that and then come back?
Look at it, pal. Off the fucking
right off the kickoff.
Yeah, but he's onside too.
Germany. Oh no.
Where do they? How do they get? Oh, right here.
What? This guy just does it all himself? Oh no way. Oh Neuer. Oh no, what a layoff, dude. Is God that Hernan Crespo out there? I need France. Come on, France. For the lads. Come on. Back to France. If we can get Hungary in the round of 16.
I mean,
it's like 17 episodes of Guys Grocery Games on there. Come on.
Yeah, it's my YouTube TV, dude. You know I love Guys Grocery Games. Let me see if there's any calls for you, Nick. See if we can fucking dismiss you.
I mean, as long as France doesn't win, I don't mind England playing Portugal either.
Well, yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Oh. You are free to go.
Thank you, boys. Good luck.
Hi, baby, Nick.
Corey from Florida, what do you got? Tell whoever's answering the calls. We Gucci.
What's up, boys? How are we doing?
Carry on.
Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Hammer down. All right. Well, first, before I get to my bets, I would like to issue a apology towards Gumpy for my slander towards Graylish. He was pretty good the other day with the assist. So, Gumpy, apologize for that. For my picks, Italy versus Austria, little three parlay right here. Immobile to score, Italy money line, and since Italy has not allowed a goal since 1945.
True.
I'm going with the under .5.
Bury that. Oh, fuck. Sorry, go ahead. The under what?
I think That's okay. So I have Mobley to score, Italy money line, and the Austria under a goal here for plus 358.
I'm so thank you, boys. Pumped. Let's go.
Thank you, Corey. I mean, I fucking love a Mobley.
What a save, dude.
I mean, actually, he, I feel like, I'm not going to say this, but I feel like he should have done a better job. I guess he did it. He did good there. How do you feel about Italy, Immobile, and the under?
I wouldn't touch the goal scorer one, but I am on Italy
in the under.
Italy to win and under 3.5.
Since they haven't let up a goal since 1919.
I mean, it's insane. Jesus. Come on, France. One time.
I mean, Germany's going to get another one, right?
What's that?
Germany's going to get another one, right?
I mean, as long as I don't want France in the round of 16. I do not.
Well, no, who would?
I know.
Who would? Let's get a MLB call and then let's jump into our MLB. Gingy from Chicago, what do you got?
What's up, boys? How we doing?
Good. How are you?
I just have to start off. Oh, I'm doing good, brother. Gumpy, I don't know where the hate for Raheem Sterling's coming, but I said he's going to get a greasy goal, and he got her done. But for today, I got a dinger boost with some stats to back it. So we got Folta Nevic, the right-handed pitcher. He blows second most home runs given up in the MLB of 17 or 2.06 home runs per 9 innings. He's got like a 5.59 ERA going against Matt Molson, left-handed batter, fourth most home runs at 20 this year. I really like that dinger prop tonight at plus 200.
Thank you, Gingy.
What do you say about Sterling?
Yeah. He said that he called that Sterling was going to get a goal.
Oh. I said something about him.
I don't know. Did you?
I mean, he's a scumbag. He turned his back on Liverpool, but he's fine when he's got the England shirt on by me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let's take two more MLB calls, then we'll do our MLB. Mike from Denver, what do you got?
Hammer down, boys. How we doing?
Hammer down.
All right, so I just want to apologize. I called in a couple days ago, and I asked for some picks that you had quite literally just
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was a bad one. I apologize. No, I'm trying to make up for it today, though.
Okay,
let's go, dude.
I got some of these are live. Some of these are not started yet. I am driving to work, so I don't know which ones are which. I wrote them down, though.
Justice Sheffield down
to nothing.
Astros, first
five. Astros to win. Yankees, first five. Rays, first five. And then I wanted to ask you guys if you would take the Rays to win. I looked at the pitchers, and there was something. The pitching matchup didn't really, you know, give me which way to lean. So if you guys wanted to look into that and talk about that, that would be dope. And then I got a parlay. I got White Sox, Giants, and Mariners.
Thank you, sir.
Rich
Hammer
Hill.
Down.
Hammer down. Rich Hill was very bad his last time out, I believe.
Yes, he was.
And Garrett Richards he finds a way to somehow go five innings every game. Well, except last game, he went four and let in four. So pick your poison in that game, my friend. I would stay away.
All right. Let's do a little MLB. Let's talk.
Talk shop.
Let's talk a little bit.
So Rockies are up 2-0. So stay away from Justin Sheffield was a good play.
Houston at Baltimore, he talked about it. Jose Urquidy versus Thomas Eshelman.
Eshelman's got a 1.93 ERA.
Yeah, I stayed away just because the juice was too
much. Yeah, I got burned on Astros minus a half last night. I hate laying minus a half.
Staying away from that one. Yankees are minus 174 versus Mr. Duffy and the Royals, who are plus 146. I did not take a side in that one either.
No, I am not touching that one.
Boston Red Sox at the Rays. Rays are minus 152. Red Sox are plus 128. Both of these pitchers, there's nothing I can do here.
There's nothing to trust here, Tony.
There is absolutely nothing to trust here. So this was an interesting one. Blue Jays favorites at the Marlins. Trevor Rogers has been very good this year. Robbie Ray's been pretty good as of late as well. Toronto's a better hitting team. Miami, I couldn't trust because they can't hit for shit right now against lefties, especially against Robbie Ray. So I didn't take anything.
I'm taking the plus a half with the Marlins.
Okay.
I don't think Robbie Ray's numbers are make it better than it seems.
I
his last time out, he went 4 1/3 and gave up 6 hits, but only 2 earned. Like he puts guys on and on every game I watch. So I mean, Trevor Rogers with a 1.87, I'm going to take the plus a half here.
That was the way it was. That could would have went, yeah. But I just stayed away from that. Kyle Wright and Tyler McGill. Atlanta at New York. Line on that one is -130 for the Mets. We're going to stay away from this one.
Yeah, I have no idea who these guys are.
James Kaprielian and Mike Fultonavich. Fulty stinks. I'm on the A's here. First five, -150. I don't normally... That's about as high as I'll go, but I will take the A's in this situation every single time.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Tony. This Athletics team is a wagon, and Fulte is very bad.
Yeah, he sucked. And then Trevor Bauer and Joe Musgrove. The Dodgers are dogs again.
It's tough to not take Trevor Bauer plus a half first five.
It is.
But I'm a very big Joe Musgrove fan.
Yeah, so I stayed away.
Yeah, I'm good.
You good?
I think. I mean, that's a tough game to pick, man. Like I said, it's not a bad bet any way you want to take it. If you want to take the Padres or the Dodgers, I mean, both those pitchers. Musgrove's 4-6 with a 2.28. Like, that's absurd. So,
yeah,
I'm staying away.
Staying away as well. My baseball picks, the only one that I have left, 1-2 currently on the day. Lost the Pirates in the fifth. Lost the Nationals in the fifth. Detroit won. On the Giants, who are going right now, first five, -112 against the Angels. It is 0-0 at the end of the first. And then my only other pick is the A's, -150, first five versus the Rangers.
Yeah, I'm also on the Giants money line right now, the Athletics money line. And then, I'm taking the plus a half with the Marlins. I don't love it, but let's see what happens, huh?
Mitt.
What's up?
What are you? You're mad you're here?
No. What's up? How we doing?
Bucks did not go the way we wanted. They're now going the opposite way, up to -8. How do you feel about that number?
I love it. I'm taking the Hawks. Obviously, I'm not buying into this Bucks hype.
Are you betting with your fucking heart again?
No. Giannis can't shoot free throws down the stretch.
Okay. They beat the Nets doing it, but no, I'm not.
I'm not shooting free throws though.
Go ahead, continue. So you're taking the Hawks plus 8.
Yeah, I'm taking the Hawks plus 8. I absolutely love it. And we also got another 3x2. They're back. I think the Hawks hit this every single time. It's plus 130, so automatic $50. Put it on that.
Friend of the show, Sammy P, SP Hoot, turned me on to something last week where 4 games in a row, Trae Young was plus 200 or more-ish. Yeah, to be the top point scorer, and they hit 4 games in a row. He is top point scorer, plus 230 tonight. Giannis is -155. How do you feel about that one?
I'm a big fan of that because I just don't think Giannis is going to get that many points tonight. I think Chris Middleton will probably get a lot of shots. They'll probably try and shoot a lot of threes to keep up with the Hawks and Trae Young specifically. So Let's go. I'm all in on that.
Hold on. So, I just found a wire-to-wire bet on here. Hawks to the lead wire-to-wire is plus 890. Bucks to lead wire-to-wire plus 120. Any other result, minus 108. So,
Wait, does that mean they have to lead the entire game?
Yes.
Like so any other result would mean there's like lead changes in the game?
Yeah, I think so.
That's impossible.
No way that's minus 108, betting it? Dude.
Yeah, I'm betting any other result.
Oh, for it not to be, yeah.
For it not to go wire to wire.
It's only 108.
Yeah.
For any lead change, basically.
That's how I'm reading this.
Wire to wire.
What?
That is insane.
That's how I'm reading it.
Did you just find free money on
FanDuel? I don't know, but I'm going to fucking bet it right now.
Swing that in. Swing that in, lad. Gold. There it is.
So yeah, I just took wire to wire, any other result, minus 108.
Come on, France. One time.
I'm all in on that one, Tony. There's definitely going to be a lead change in the game.
Hopefully. I'm hoping fucking Giannis comes down and fucking dunks, goes up 2-0. Hawks come down, hit a 3. Lead change. Pay me.
That's
it. I mean, I could be wrong. I fucking could be wrong.
That's a possibility.
There's a chance I could be wrong.
When something is too good to be true, it probably is.
Look at this guy flying in here.
This fucking
Griezmann.
Still 2-1 hungry, man.
I mean, give me hungry in the round of 16.
But as dude. It popped up, if it finishes this way.
It was Portugal.
Yeah.
That's fine. That is fine.
But you're hoping for a France goal here, probably, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I got France draw no bet, too, so it'd be nice to win the bet as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy's sitting on the ball like, Jesus, dude. Guy just got subbed on.
Jesus used to sit on the ball?
No, just like, Jesus, oh. Dude.
Tell you what, this hungry squad is scrappy.
They're hungry.
They are fucking scrappy. They gave France problems. They're giving fucking Germany big problems.
I mean, that would be the England thing to do.
Fucking Tony Cruz had a chance, Bob. Tony. One of my Real Madrid favorites. Here you go, Paul.
Oh, whiskers wide.
You Tony Cruz fan?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind him.
He's got a good sleeve.
Got no hate for him.
I'm going to try to get the sleeve finished soon. Let's take a look at the boost for tonight. So, Matt, you're on the Hawks?
Yep, on the Hawks, the plus +8. I think it's at 8.5, actually, is what I got it at.
I'm on the wire-to-wire.
And, yeah, I guess I'm taking the wire-to-wire, too. You're going to have to show me where that is. There's no way I can find that.
On the computer, if you go to the game and you go to the popular tab, it's at the very bottom.
All right.
I don't know if the fucking phone's the same or not. I'm going to check the chat, see if they know.
Tell them, dude.
Yeah, it's down there.
Oh, no.
Do they know what it is? Like, are they explaining the bet to you right now?
Yeah. It's not what I thought it was.
What is it?
Fuck. Oh, it's whoever. So, like, the Bucks would have to be leading after the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. So, I need, like, the Bucks to lead after the first quarter, the Hawks to lead after the second quarter. That would be anything else. Thank you, chat.
I really like that bet, though. I would maybe take that because I think it's going to be a really close game. That's why I'm on the 8.5.
I probably should have fucking looked it up before I fucking put the bet in. But, hey. Thank you, Phil. Phil just texted me, too. Well, sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes you put money on something you don't know, and it'll pay.
Sometimes.
It'll fucking pay. That
did seem a little too easy.
didn't it? I was real pumped about the fucking there being a 2-point basket and then fucking 3-point basket.
Easy money.
Sometimes.
Come on, France.
I love you, Phil. Thank you. 3x2, you're taking, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then Giannis, -10.5 combined points, rebounds, assist versus Trae Young. How do you feel about that?
I don't think Trae Young will guard Giannis for more than like 2 possessions, so I'm not going to take that.
What did you think I just said to you? Now, isn't that what that bet is? Get on my high horse right now because I just didn't know what wire to wire was.
What is that bet?
So say Giannis has 30, 10, and 10.
Oh, it's their totals?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not going to take that. Trae Young's going to have a higher total. He's going to have like 45 points. Who cares?
So you would take Trae Young then?
Yeah.
Because he's +10.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I'm super confused.
No, so say Giannis has 30, 10, and 10. He's got 50 combined points, rebounds, and assists. So then you combine Trae Young's points, rebounds, and assists, and if it's above 40, you win that bet. You'll figure it out. Hey, you'll figure it out, dude. Don't worry about it.
Germany just scored.
Yes! Score! Who was it?
Goretzka.
Fucking Mario Götze?
2-2. So now what do we got?
Oh, fucking rifle.
Do we have to play the Germans?
No, they're not through. It's still Portugal and if it ends in a draw, France and Portugal, Portugal's still through. Let me make sure. Let me pull up the table. So going into this game, the let's see your table. Before going into this game, France had 4 points. Germany had three. Portugal had three. Hungary has one. So in this situation, oh no, yeah, Germany goes through.
Is Germany in third though?
With two draws, no. If with two draws, France would have 5 points. Germany would have four. Portugal would have four. Goal differentials, one.
So Germany, we would have Germany?
Yeah.
God.
I know you don't want that either.
Oh.
Tell you what, fucking a lot can happen in these last 10 minutes,
my
pal.
God, you just went through them. Hungary is still buzzing.
Yeah,
dude.
They are not sitting back. Well, because they need a win.
Oh. Oh, that was almost a penalty.
Go back to France?
Yeah, we need France.
Okay. Is there any calls that I forgot about? Oh, there are a couple. My bad. That's on me.
Cristiano's done.
Dylan from Jersey. Tell the kids we say what up.
What's up, guys?
How you
doing?
How you doing?
Love you guys. Watch the show every night.
Love you, Dylan.
I got a couple of MLB picks, and then I got actually a big question for you guys.
Shoot.
I took the Royals because I thought Yankees, that was their best shot last night with Cole on the mound, and it blew it, but that is what it is.
We are on the Royals.
I took the Sox. Thank God they hit. Pirates, I don't know why they're getting hot lately.
Because they're the fucking battling Bucks, dude.
But my main question is, the Nats and Phillies right now, Nationals are up 11-10.
Yeah.
Do you think all this substance checking, like Scherzer getting checked four times, do you think it's like sparking, you know, pitchers and teams to, you know, put more effort, like just get the rivalry going? Because it was hard to trust the Nats without Scherzer on the mound, and they're putting up 11 on the Phillies, and Phillies have been hot.
Okay. Thank you for the question, Dylan. I appreciate it. Love you, too.
Yeah, you got it, bud.
So I think it depends on the pitcher. Like Scherzer last night, like he pitches off of emotion.
Yeah,
like
I don't know why you want to poke the bear. Dude.
Him being riled up.
Yeah, it's the best.
I mean, Girardi. We've never liked Girardi.
Yeah, he's an absolute buffoon.
Girardi's a buffoon. But if like you got a deer in headlights pitcher and he keeps getting checked, like
you just shouldn't be a thing that the coach can ask for. This is the thing. We're now.
Well, it also shouldn't be. In the middle of the inning.
Yeah, and we've now started this, and now they've like, is Manfred gonna speak?
No, that fucking scum.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't just change a rule
every time he
not go out and talk about it. Like, you can't. It's just, imagine if they changed the rule in football and Goodell didn't come and fucking say what happened.
But no, to your point, like depending on the team, like, yeah, I think the Nats got fired up yesterday because that's how Scherzer is.
Yeah,
but like if your team is weak.
I mean, there is also a thought. I mean, your coach sends a guy out there to get checked. Next ball hits your player.
Should.
You know what I mean? There you go.
Or he just throws it at the dugout.
Exactly. Or just throws it behind the guy like, oh, this is what you want to do? Here we go. You know what I mean? Like, Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
Derek from Iowa, what do you got?
Hammer down, boys.
Hammer down. Hammer down.
Shout out to Gumpy. Had the baseball picks over the weekend. Spoke to him a little bit. But, I got a couple picks myself.
Shout out Spaces.
I'm a big Red Sox fan.
Let's go,
but
dude.
I'm going to go against them with Richards on the mound, basically because in his last start, he said he abandoned breaking balls. Effectively,
nice fucking hit, dude.
And he went fastball heavy. So I'm going to be taking the Rays first five, A's first five, Padres first five, and the Padres Dodgers over 3.5.
Ooh. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Eric. The over.
Griezmann.
Going against Bauer.
Sissoko coming on. Yeah. Take a hike.
What's your problem with fucking Griezmann, dude?
I don't rate him as high as some people do.
You don't. Really don't.
I don't.
Hit the Padres in that one going against Bauer. We stayed away from that one. Baseball, we didn't like the slate as much as we normally do.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, there's just not that many games, really.
Yeah.
There's a lot of day games.
How's space has been?
Good. Short one on Saturday.
You did it at night or during the day?
At night. Just for like an hour, I got, you know.
Oh, because you were out with the boys. You were out
the bat call came from coaches. I had to. Once the call comes from coaches.
Are you going to fire it up at all over break?
I probably will try to for the England game.
You're going to a bunch of Red Sox games next week, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to the full Royal Series. Probably just going to by myself most days, but
that's awesome.
I'm stoked. Yeah, I haven't been in like 10 years.
reminder, we will be off Friday through next week, through the 4th of July. We'll tweet out our picks as much as we can, obviously. I know Gumpy will every single day because he's a fucking machine.
That's what we do.
And I'll do my best.
I'll stay on it.
I know you will, Paul.
Yes, sir. Come on,
Fred. Are we going to continue the rollover through the break? Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. I guess. What's that at?
The rollover is at something. Let me check it real quick. Because, yeah. I just got to find it. I have no idea. I know people were trying to cheat. People were trying to cheat, pal.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they were putting in, obviously, progressive parlays that one thing builds off another and blah, 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 blah.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Listen, I mean,
it's just a nice, nice game on a level playing field, you know?
You know how much,
everyone's playing the
same
game. How
much money us and FanDuel have given out from this fucking contest?
Yeah.
A lot. Damn, I haven't put out a fucking tweet in a long time.
This game's dead.
What, the France-Portugal?
Yeah, they're playing both, for a they're draw. They're both taking the draw. Gentlemen's draw.
They realize the situation.
Jesus.
So we're actually 21st.
Who does Portugal 22nd. Play then?
22nd. We're at 1750. I'll put out this. Hey, it's getting up there. I'll put it out right now. So the rollover is at 1750. Make sure you subscribe.
Chris Paul's in for game three.
Really?
Clippers went from -1. Now Suns are -1.5.
Suns in four.
I mean, fucking Paul George, dude.
Mid, how do you feel? Suns in four?
Oh, yeah. Big Suns in four. Hate Paul George. Get the Clippers out of the NBA.
Oh, so Suns in four because you hate Paul George, huh?
And I hate the Clippers.
Go on. Go on. I hate
the Clippers, dude.
Go on.
They're a joke of the NBA. They're not LA's team.
Oh, I forgot you're a huge Lakers fan.
Yeah. Until LeBron leaves.
Exactly. Jesus. What happens when he retires, dude? Who are you going to latch on to?
Probably Luka. I don't know. I was kind of thinking about that. I don't know. Luka's the most similar to his game, so I don't know. But Foxy's a big Luka fan.
Oh.
Kind of turns me off of him. Maybe Trae Young.
Well, Foxy's also a huge LeBron fan, too.
Yeah, I mean, but I was a huge LeBron fan before I got in the office. I didn't know Foxy then.
True.
You guys weren't boys before you came here?
No, I didn't. I did not personally know Foxy before I met him. No.
All right. Can't thank you guys enough. We love you. We wish you the best of luck. Send us all your winning bets, stuff like that. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on.
Follow us on Ross. Twitter and Instagram at HammerDon.
Done.
Let people know about the show over the break.
Done.
And then we get into football season.
Hell yeah.
We got anyone on for Euros tomorrow or no?
Nah.
Okay. I'll
just us, something. My friend.
We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Hammer
down.